Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. More than $2 million will be spent to spruce up 10 Indianapolis parks. It's mainly infrastructure work as part of the Rebuild Indy program. Most of the projects are expected to be completed this summer. More extensive work at Eagle Creek Park will take longer. A street lighting upgrade continues today on Monument Circle that's expected to save the city about $13,000 a year in operating costs. IPL is replacing obsolete ball cluster streetlights with LED lighting fixtures. A Department of Energy grant is helping to defray the costs. Former Indiana Congressman David McIntosh is considering a political comeback by challenging longtime Congressman Dan Burton in next year's Republican primary. McIntosh says he's forming an exploratory committee to run in the 5th Congressional District. McIntosh is a lawyer and registered lobbyist for a Washington-based firm, but rents a home in Pendleton. No injuries reported, but there is a disruption of passenger and freight service after a CSX freight train derailment last night in Shelby County. This happened near Morristown. Amtrak service in Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and between Chicago and New York is affected. In some cases, passengers are being bused. WFYI weather, mostly sunny today and tomorrow with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 87, overnight low 67, and for Saturday, sunny with a high of 88. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth. Stay tuned for No Limits, where we're talking today about the local art scene. We'll take your calls at 1-866-476-3881, or you can send an email to nolimits@wfyi.org.